asked that question earlier. Have you ever fallen flat on your face when you're carrying an ice cream? Or put down a drink, gone back to get it, and it's nowhere to be seen? Nicola Clancy, have you?
No. Not that I can remember.
No. Roger?
Hopefully it won't happen.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Do you know why that was the case?
Somebody else took it.
Yeah, some mischief-making soul probably actually took it.
One of your daughters.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the person we need to speak to find out the answer to that is the author of The Odds, Adam Parrott. Adam, good evening. How are you?
Good. Good evening to you. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited.
It's a wonderful thing to actually have a Liz Scott recommendee on the show. I always say that. You know, Liz does wonderfully well on that sort of basis. And we'll go straight to a random number choice, please. A number between 1 and 110, please, Adam.
Ooh, 99. How's
everyone? 99, okay. We'll go straight to 99. A little bit of sight reading from The Odds. Hopefully we'll do it justice as we come through to 99. Ah, that's very sweet of you, dear, said Mrs. Plopwell. But look, she burst out of the bathroom and showed Mr. Plopwell her face in all its huge, greasy, hairy, green, spotty glory. Ah, shrieked Mr. Plopwell. What? Shrieked Mrs. Plopwell. Nothing, gasped Mr. Plopwell. It's just, look. He showed Mrs. Plopwell the paper. It says here, the circus is in town. He shuddered. You know how I feel about circuses. As for your face, well, wait there. He disappeared into the bedroom and reappeared a few seconds later, both of his hands behind his back. The Odds suddenly had a very queasy, uneasy feeling in the bottom of their stomachs. Was another prank about to go wrong? What have you got there, dear? Asked Mrs. Plopwell, as a particularly large spot on the end of her nose popped. Well, I hope they tried to do that reasonable justice, but Adam, you are the creator of The Odds. Did that help?
Was it?
Oh, well, and spoken from the man in Manchester. Genius stuff from that point of view. Nicola, would you like to quiz our young man here about his debut novel and thank the Lord he's already working on a sequel? Hurrah!
Yeah, certainly. Would you be able to inform me, like, what the book is about? I've just got my hands on it for the first time,
What are the odds of that happening, eh?
Yeah.
That was the original title, What Are the Odds? But I thought it was a nice little joke, a pun, even in the title. But we changed it to just The Odds. I think Lose is a little something in there, but that was the original title.
Excellent, okay.
And these kind of creatures that are not quite borrower-sized, but they're not quite human-sized, and they obviously hang around in all sorts of ways, and you tend to have no sympathy. I mean, the way they actually dealt that man with the animals in the school, I thought was outrageous. And as a tutor, I know of what I speak.
Well, everyone remembers the visit from the Animal Man, don't they? I think that would have really livened up the Animal Man visit. But what meddlers, that's their jobs, really. When they do things like that, it's because that's what they're there to do. So they are quite mischievous, I think. But I try and stray from the malicious, really. I don't... to be so cruel, I have been told to tone it down a lot in some cases, but by my editor, that's just too cruel, Adam. You can't put that in there.
Clearly there could be a sort of gradation here in terms of you have the sort of average meddlers and then the real sociopath meddlers. You know,
there are a couple more meddlers that appear in this book, in the debut, The Odds, who end up going to, I won't spoil it, but they are the bad seeds, and we see what happens to meddlers who cross that line.
Well, clearly, I thought the dog was a sympathetic character. I could identify with the meddler's dog. I felt he was cool. He was keeping it real. The Plopwells, I don't know. I was thinking surely some sort of bowel movement, really. But you know, still.
That's as close to toilet humour as I guess. Really, I'm not a fan. But there had to be something a bit greasy and horrible about them. So that's as close to toilet humour as it gets. But yes, that certainly is inferred in their name.
If our colleagues at Nickelodeon, Walt Disney, and indeed BBC, CBeebies, and so on, are not pounding down your door saying, we want the rights, they're insane. So, you know, what is this? Can you talk about anything about that? I mean, what's sort of obviously the multi-platform area of The Odds likely to be?
I mean, that's it right now, isn't it? That's what you need, something that can just be... A multi-platform thing is what everyone's after. The Odds make a fantastic cartoon.
Yeah.
Because the Odds themselves, the meddlers, are so cartoonish. I mean, a live-action thing. I'm actually in talks with CBBC, I mean, on a separate sort of thing with my own sort of kids' sitcom. I mean, I've written a couple of things and I've had a couple of meetings. So far, it's not gone further than...
it's okay, Adam, shh, we understand the way these things work. Roger.
No, I'm not telling you anything that will get me in trouble.
That's
probably.
Roger, any questions for young Adam?
Well, I think the thing that strikes me, well, I'll tell you just a little story here. There's a book called Burglar Bill by Janet Ahlberg, Ellen Ahlberg.
Right.
The marvellous book, an outstanding book. Now, that book, my daughters, who are 30 and 20, 27 and all this sort of, so I've got three daughters, they were brought up on that. And my daughter, our middle daughter, who's got a new baby, she's bought a Burglar Bill book for her. Now, looking at this, the thing I like about your work here is that it's timeless. And you're going to get that kind of, you get that kind of thing. It must be very satisfying when people come up to you and say, "My daughter or my son really enjoyed your book." Have you had this kind of reaction from people?
Funnily enough, yes. That's lovely to say to us. Thank you so much. What a lovely thing to say. Some advanced copies have gone out so far. It's not technically published. I mean, there are some copies out there, but on the 6th of August is the official publication date.
Good.
But I have had some have gone out to book reviewers and bloggers.
Yes.
The first review came in from a lovely lady called Sarah, who reviewed it and said some very lovely things. And I also had a tweet from someone who I don't know, so this is nice when it's someone you don't know who say complimentary things because they don't have to. Who said her son had read it and loved it and was reading it again, and she mentioned favourite bits, which was, you know, that way you know someone has read it.
Right.
And they can name their favourite bits, and she was really lovely. So that was absolutely wonderful to hear. Yeah, it's really great.
So the second question is, who did you base Mr. and Mrs. Plopwell on?
Mm. Well,
the Dastardly. don't say it, because we don't want suing.
Obviously, yes, there are libel issues and slander issues at work.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll skirt them. I worked in retail for a very long time. I came across some very unsavoury people, both customers and management.
Don't talk to me about the bookselling trade. It could set off a whole new series, you know. And I'm not talking about the black books or the various other scenarios that we have, the reading clubs, etc.
Yeah.
Adam, there's so much that we need to talk about with you, but you know, we've got to scoot over to Los Angeles very, very shortly. I've got to squeeze in 11 seconds of
Leicester's best kept secret communications graduate, now live and direct on the Midweek Drive for Siren 107.3 FM.
Otherwise, we'll have our agent on the board and we don't know what's going to happen on that. It's very strange on that same basis. So, Nicola, I'll throw those last two questions at Adam. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting, albeit shorter than normal, link with us on the show this evening, Adam?
Oh, it's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you. I have a book signing at Waterstones. Can I mention that very
quickly? Of course you can.
Trafford Centre Waterstones, the 7th of August at 4:30. I'll be there. It's my first ever public signing.
Ooh.
I'm doing a stock signing that day of 7 shops in one day, and I'm ending at Waterstones, Trafford.
7 shops in one day in Trafford. Bit far away from Lincoln, but we'll get there. Nicola, did you go to the Waterstones in Lincoln the other week, by the way?
Oh, I wasn't able to. I'm really sorry that I didn't attend.
It happens. Sometimes she promises to attend these book signings and other things crop up. You understand. She's a busy girl about town. It's important. So I take it, Adam, can we look forward to linking up with you again in the very near future?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
Adam Parrott. Web address, of course. Would you like to plug it? Have we got a web address that's being sorted out for yourself as yet?
My Twitter feed and my Facebook pages have all the information we need.
There you go.
No official website, but all the Stripes publishing website.
Go to Facebook.com, Adam Parrott. I probably will like him. You know, that's important thing. Yeah, so, quite rightly so.
Will he like you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a crucial thing. Coming up, Phil Leonis, but now...